Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Did You Know? Quiz for Kids. Today, we're going to be learning some fun and fantastic frog facts. Now that's a tricky tadpole trivia tongue twister. To help us get clued up on these amazing amphibians, we've enlisted the help of our expert on animals. It's Gareth the Galapagos tortoise. Listen very carefully to Gareth's facts, because we'll be hopping straight into some quiz questions. Nice to see you again, Gareth.
A pleasure to be here, although I was a little disappointed this episode was about frogs and not, you know, tortoises.
I'm sure we can have you back for a tortoise quiz, but for today, we're dying to know more about frogs.
Your wish is my command. Even a giant tortoise such as me, who has seen it all, can tell that frogs are really interesting creatures. You see, they come in all different shapes and sizes and live in different environments all over the world. There are around 7,300 different species of frog.
That's a lot of frogs. But how do we tell them apart?
Well, most of them live in different habitats or have different markings, so they can vary quite a lot. There are even flying frogs that can glide for 12 to 15 meters.
A flying frog? What will they think of next? A talking tortoise? Anyway,
if all the frogs are so different, then what is the difference between a frog and a toad? Actually, there is no biological difference between frogs and toads. Toads are just really warty frogs.
What, eh? Well, I never knew that. How delightful. I've heard that some frogs are poisonous. Is that true?
It is indeed. There are quite a few different poisonous frogs, but unless you find yourself in the Amazon rainforest, you'll not come across any that are poisonous.
Phew, I was worried for a second there. So what environments do frogs live in?
Well, different types of frogs live in different types of environments. Some live in the tropical trees of the Amazon rainforest, whereas others like to call swampy lakes their home. But frogs don't like to live anywhere really cold or in the sea, because the salty seawater would leave them dehydrated.
I see. I've heard on the grapevine that frogs are amphibians. But what does that mean?
Frogs are indeed amphibians, and this means they can live on land and in water. Some other animals are amphibians too, like newts and salamanders.
It would be fun to live underwater, although I'd probably need some goggles and a scuba, and it might make podcasting a bit tricky.
Oh well, thanks Gareth for all of your fun frog facts.
I think it's time for a quiz. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Question 1. How many different species of frog are there? Is it A, 7,300, B, 3,200, or C, 6,700.
Question 2. True or false?
Flying frogs can glide for up to 12 to 15 meters.
Question 3. What is the difference between toads and frogs?
Is it A, frogs have more legs? B, toads can recite the alphabet backwards, but frogs can only get as far as the letter T?
Or C, toads have more warts than frogs?
Question 4. Why don't frogs like to live in the sea?
Is it because A, they can't swim? B, the salty seawater would dehydrate them? Or C, houses with an ocean view are a bit too pricey? And finally, question 5, fill in the blank. Amphibians can live on land and in where? That's our questions. Do you think you've got them all? We're going to start our countdown now, but if you're not ready, don't worry. You can pause the video here and rewind if you want to hear Gareth's facts again. It's time for Gareth to fill us in on all of the right answers. Question 1. How many different species of frog are there? Is it A, 7,300, B, 3,200, or C, 6,700? The answer is A. There are 7,300 different species of frog. It would take a long time to count them all. But then again, I can live up to 175 years old, so... Okay, enough about tortoises. Question 2. True or false? Flying frogs can glide for up to 12 to 15 metres. The answer is true. Flying frogs don't fly like birds with wings. Instead, they have extremely effective webbing on their feet that allows them to glide through the sky for 12 to 15 metres when they jump. Pretty neat, eh? Indeed. Question 3. What is the difference between toads and frogs? Is it A, frogs have more legs? B, toads can recite the alphabet backwards, but frogs can only get as far as the letter T? Or C, toads have more warts than frogs? This is a bit of a trick question, because there is in fact no biological difference between toads and frogs. But they do tend to look a little bit different from one another. Toads are usually darker in colour, bigger, and have more warts, whereas frogs are typically smaller, smoother, and brighter. I've also never met a toad or a frog who can recite the alphabet backwards either, and they have the same number of legs. So the answer is definitely C. Question 4. Why don't frogs like to live in the sea? Is it because A, they can't swim? B, the salty seawater would dehydrate them? Or C, houses with an ocean view are a bit too pricey? The answer is B. Frogs don't like to live in the sea because the salty seawater dehydrates them. They much prefer swampy environments or places with fresh water. Another reason they stay away from the sea is that their frog spawn could not survive in the harsh and salty conditions of the sea, so they wouldn't be able to reproduce. And finally, question 5, fill in the blank. Amphibians can live on land and in the water. An amphibian is an animal that is able to live on land and in water. Frogs are amphibians, and so are other animals like toads, newts, and salamanders. The word amphibian actually comes from the Greek word amphibious. Amphi means life, and bios means double, so it quite literally means double life. This is pretty accurate for frogs who switch between life in water and life on the land. You could say tortoises like me lead a double life, what with our heads both in the shell and sometimes out of it. And that's all we've got time for today, folks. Did you get all the answers right? Let's say a big thank you and goodbye to Gareth the Galapagos Tortoise for all of his terrific knowledge. See you again soon, Gareth. Goodbye, everyone, and don't forget to join me soon for an episode all about tortoises, jam-packed with interesting trivia about what we eat, where we live, really getting under the shell of what makes tortoises tick. A real warts and all expose.
Yes, yes, Gareth, I'll pencil you in. Our people will talk to your tortoises.
If you enjoyed this episode of Did You Know Quiz for Kids, don't forget to follow our podcast and listen to even more episodes. And for more learning fun, hop on over to the Twinkle Homework Help area. You can find a link to the amphibians section in this episode description. Twinkle Kids TV has loads of great videos, songs, and even more Did You Know Quiz for Kids videos. So check it out and subscribe to Leap Into Learning. See you next time. Goodbye.